now Warsaw, WRSW 1480 AM and W259 BJ 99.7 FM, Warsaw, Indiana.
This is the lesson of Sleepy Boy.
Here comes Chuck.
Man, he looks terrible.
I lost my head.
What happened?
I was tired and not thinking clearly when I took out my auto loan.
Man, you gotta be careful or you're gonna pay too much. There's interest rates you gotta
figure out. I know!
Man, y'all need to chill out. You got the dogs barking and everything.
Well, he needs to get his head back.
He needs R&B Car Company.
RBCarCompany.com.
Hey, what's up, Chuck?
This is Tiger Talk, driven by R&B Car Company on News Now Warsaw, 99.7 FM, 1480 AM, online at newsnowwarsaw.com and at the News Now Warsaw app. Here's your host for Tiger Talk, the radio voice of Tiger Sports, Roger Grossman.
Good morning. Weekend's off to a really, really good start for Tiger fans. Warsaw went to Plymouth last night, boys basketball, and beat them 70-40 to win the Northern Lakes Conference Championship. Tigers are 7-0. Northwood finished 6-1 after beating Mishawaka 76-34. The old scores last night, Goshen beat Wawasee 58-34. Northridge beat Concord 78-23. So the final standings, Warsaw 7-0. They are the champs. Northwood 6-1 in second. Northridge was third at 5-2, followed by Goshen 4-3. Concord 3-4, Plymouth 2-5, Mishawaka 1-6, and Wawasee went 0-7. In the Three Rivers Conference last night in conference games, Manchester won again. What a season they're having down in North Manchester this year. 71-53 was the final. Northwestern beat Whitco 56-44. Rochester beat Wabash 62-44. It was Southwood over Meconaqua in overtime 78-75. Outside the league, Bluffton beat Northfield 41-31 and Cass beat Canterbury 53-51. In the Northern Indiana State Conference, it was Bremen over Knox 54-36. The Lions are having a really good year. LaVille beat Glenn 70-23. Tippecanoe Valley beat Jimtown in overtime 38-35. Valley wins that conference 5-0. In the NIC, Penn beat Washington 69-54. Penn leads that league at a 6-0 record with a game to play. Adams beat New Prairie 60-40. Riley beat Elkhart 76-41. And St. Joe beat Marion in the Holy War last night 57-54. In the Summit Conference, Tuesday's Warsaw opponent Northrop beat Carroll 48-42. They're now 8-10 on the season and 3-5 in Summit Conference play. The Warsaw girls won the sectional last Saturday. They play in the regional today. We'll talk to Lenny Krebs about it. We'll play a highlight for you coming up next here on Tiger Talk, driven by R&B Car Company on News Now Warsaw.
Boating season is getting closer every day. Are you ready for big family fun? Splendor Boats is here to serve you with Warsaw's only marine store with a complete service department on Winona Avenue, right across the street from the Winona Launch. See them to get your spring maintenance scheduled or shop for a new custom-built catamaran or Quest pontoons. For all of your boating needs for the coming boating season, see Splendor Boats and online at splendorboatswarsaw.com. Splendor Boats, real people, real products, real quality.
Your local auto owner's insurance agency is the W.R. Hall Insurance Group. Hi, this is Mike Hall. My family's 100 plus years in business are more than just a milestone. We've been building trust for over a century by serving the needs of local clients to the best of our abilities. We offer the best quality service that comes with the experience and industry insight by providing home, auto, business, farm, and life insurance. Let us at W.R. Hall Insurance Group find out if auto owner's insurance makes sense for you. Simple. Human sense.
Farmers work long hours and late nights. That's because ag isn't a job, it's a way of life. Crossroads Bank offers loan solutions to help ag operations succeed for generations. Cattle, crops, equipment, real estate, and more. Find out more from the commercial ag team at crossroadsbanking.com. Crossroads Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Where your bank and your life meet, Crossroads Bank.
Bad wreck, bad wreck. Oh, what you gonna do? Oh, what you gonna do? Call the boys in blue. Car stalls won't start. Oh, what you gonna do? Oh, what you gonna do? Call the boys in blue. Wrecking any state and need the best rates. Take the next step, call Record Denep. Go with the guys who got the best tools. If you get in a wreck, they'll come and get you. Bad wreck, bad wreck. Oh, what you gonna do? Call Record Denep to come get you.
Remember, when you get in a wreck,
call Record Denep.
Neely with 12. Warsaw fans on their feet. Count it down with me. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. It's over! The wait is over! Warsaw wins! Warsaw's won the sectional!
You're listening to Tiger Talk, driven by R&B Car Company on News Now Warsaw, 99.7 FM and 1480 AM. Let's talk girls basketball with head coach Lenny Cripps.
Good morning.
Good morning.
9 years, long time for Lady Tiger basketball for you. Never, your whole life. And you're into your late 50s now, right? Or mid-50s.
Don't confuse late with early.
Because I know you're a little younger than I am.
52, to be exact.
52, so. Okay. Early 50s. Early sorry. 50s. I apologize. Take me back to the fourth quarter of that game, just before the moment that we just played. At what moment did you look up at the scoreboard or look around and go, oh my goodness, this is really going to happen tonight?
You know, honestly, it was about 3 minutes to go in the fourth quarter, and we had worked on that situation all week long. 3 minutes to go, we have a lead. How do we play this? And the fact that we were able to start holding the basketball and executing what we had worked on all week. And one of those dead ball situations, Coach Springer started to sub and pull his seniors out. And at that point in time, it really began to sink in that this is going to happen. And, you know, at that point, I sat down, and if you watch a film, I smacked Coach Spike's knee, just realizing what's about to happen and just sharing that moment with the staff. It's just a special moment for us.
What does this mean to you? I mean, literally, you have coached, you've been head coach now for 22 years, and for 21 years, your season has ended in the sectional. What was it like for you to realize that this year was different?
You know, We knew at the beginning of the year that we had an opportunity to do this, and I'm going to go back to 14 years at Goshen, competing with the Northridges, the Pens, the Warsaws. I don't know that I have worked harder than I worked in my first 14 years of coaching to try to get Goshen competitive. And, you know, then coming here and having some very competitive teams, winning 4 conference titles in a row, all of those things. It once again, I'm going to go to our conversation. It doesn't change my value. It doesn't change who I am. But to see that hard work of the entire program pay off was rewarding. We can't deny that. No coach is going to sit here and go, that's not a rewarding moment. It was a very rewarding moment. Just to know that all of those years of hard work, all those hours spent away from my family, sitting in an office, brainstorming how to make this team better, is finally worth it. And I also want to take you back to last year's team at Christmas break. Before we played Northridge, we were 8-7. And now I look at this team and look at how far they have come. And that sectional was just almost the moment where we realized these pieces have come together in a way that they should. The last thing I wanted was to know that we had a very talented team that just couldn't win that big game. And I think the girls showed up big time.
The beginning of the game was going to be emotional for both teams. It was going to be a struggle. Defense almost always wins in those situations. And yet both teams were able to execute their offense despite both teams having significant foul issues in the first 4 or 5 minutes of the game.
You know, you go back to the beginning of that game, Northridge hits the first 2 shots, we fall behind 6-0, and I'm proud of the girls and how they stayed the course. And you and I joked, there's no way Winchester gets in foul trouble again like she did up at Northridge. And it did happen. And our girls were prepared for that moment. We handled that foul trouble situation. Kyra Kaiser came in and did an amazing job when Brooke wasn't in. Abby Peterson came in and played some great minutes. We had to shorten our rotation up. And they just handled it well. And, you know, Northridge was in the same boat. Shaw was on the bench, but some fouls. Both teams had that situation. And I think that's where just our depth helped us out right there and allowed us to build a lead in spite of the fact that Winchester was on the bench.
It is interesting to watch this team operate and think about all the different ways that they can beat you. Now we've seen it basically 23 of 24 games this season. Different kids have had the leading role. At the beginning, for most of the season, it was Zartman and Bricker as the leading scorers. Winchester, then all of a sudden, in the Homestead game, caught fire. You guys worked on her shooting mechanic. It changed everything for her. The shots that she had been missing started going in. Then she becomes the leading scorer the last five regular season games and one of the tournament games. And you're just thinking, what can't this team do on the offensive end? And how many sleepless nights are the coaches who play them in this tournament going to have to deal with? And I just think that it's really cool the way this has worked out, that the girls have figured this out and now are watching each other succeed in certain games, in certain moments, even down to quarter by quarter, where somebody will have a big third quarter and somebody else will come back and have an even bigger fourth quarter. And it all melds together at the same time.
I'm going to sum up what you said in two words in my mind. Love wins. These girls have really learned how to love each other. And that's what this comes down to. We are a talented group. They've worked hard on their skills. They've worked hard. I mean, most of these girls, whenever our season ends, are going to take a week or two off. They're going to hit the AAU circuit. They're going to start working on their game again. These girls have worked hard to put themselves in the position that they're in. But we saw last year that we can be talented and not be successful. And if you would have told me that we would convince Brooke Zartman to go stand in the corner and let Cam Conley guard her while Jocelyn Bricker got 34 because of that, I would have said, I don't know how that's gonna look. And Brooke Zartman bought into that. She wholeheartedly did her job. And, you know, then there are moments it's the opposite. We have Brooke Zartman, who is just knocking down threes, playing well. And, you know, then it becomes Jocelyn Bricker's job to get her the basketball. And those girls have all bought into that role. You know, you look at the fact that we can bring a 40, 45% three-point shooter off the bench in Abby Peterson. We have a lot of weapons. And this game is almost just become an experiment for us. How can we put these pieces together today to be successful? And that's why you see different people stepping up different games, because it's just an experiment at work, and it's a fun game to play at times.
And I think there, you mentioned her earlier, and I want to bring her back up and have a more detailed conversation about Kyra Kaiser, because this is a kid who played 2.5 games last year, tore her knee up, worked all summer to get back to this point, has found a niche on this team, is filling that role. And then at the end of the third quarter, Saturday night, she gets a rebound in the worst possible place. There's no way for her to get a shot off. And she figured out a way to score. And you have not asked her to do stuff like that at all this season, because there are plenty of other girls to do that. But in the moment, she really stepped up and made a huge play that put a cap on a really good third quarter.
You know, I don't think we understand what kids, not just high school athletes, but you look at college athletes, even up those ranks, I don't think we understand what they go through when they have an injury and they lose that identity on their team. You know, you go back to Kyrie Kaiser was starting for us at the beginning of last season, 2.5 games. She tears her ACL. She now has to sit and watch everybody else continue to develop. And knowing in her mind she's probably, quote unquote, falling behind in her mind because she can't get out there and do any of the skill work. And that's hard for anyone. And you couple that with the fact that people say 46 months, you can come back from an ACL. Well, really, it's going to be about a year, year and a half before you really start to feel normal. Kyrie is just now getting back into the Kyrie Kaiser mode that we knew before she was injured. And it's great to see. She's played a huge role. I still go back to that sequence. You like the basket at the end of the third quarter. Great basket. Huge momentum shift to her having Cam Conley trapped on that sideline right by Northridge's bench where there were elbows flying, there were hands flying, and Kaiser was just sticking her nose in there, just daring Conley to hit her at that point. And she was willing to take it on the chin, and Kyrie is not going to back down. And that's what we love about her, the toughness that she adds to this team. Next year, I'm excited to see her role continue to grow.
The regional today, it's a different format than the last time Warsaw was in the regional. It's a one-game deal today. Win today, get to go to the four-team semi-state next week. This is your first time doing this. So how did you formulate a game plan of when are we going to leave? When are we going to eat? Where are we going to eat? How did you come up with that? Because those things just don't happen. You have to come up with those. And most coaches have some experience or some coach on staff that they can draw from. How did you come up with that today?
You know, everybody goes through this for the first time. And I would like to think that most people who go through it for the first time are willing to reach out and ask questions to those who have been there before them. I'm fortunate to have some great coaches who are also great friends. You know, as fierce as the rival is between Warsaw and Northridge, Coach Springer and I are great friends. We see a lot of things in the same light. I reached out to Coach Springer, asked him, what did you do? How did you handle this situation? What did you feel was best? When did you leave? How early did you get there? Same thing with Christy over at Penn. You know, I'm reaching out to these people because they have been successful in these situations. So those were moments where I wasn't going to rely on just, I'm going to do this and I'm going to do it my way. We as coaches, sometimes we just have to be humble enough to ask. And I wasn't shy about reaching out to those coaches and said, how do we handle this day?
So what is your plan today? What's the timeline for this Saturday?
You know, we wanted to keep everything as normal as possible. That's the big thing. That was the number one thing everybody talked about. You have to try to keep things as normal as possible. And that's why I'm sitting here talking to you live instead of us recording this. I also needed to keep a routine. So we're going to have our walkthrough at 10. The girls are going to have a brunch together. The parents have come together to put a brunch together for the kids so they can eat after walkthrough. And then we are going to leave about 2 o'clock, which puts us up there somewhere 90 minutes, a little bit more, prior to our game. The one thing everybody talked about was not allowing kids to go up there and just sit and start thinking about everything and just allowing them to get up there in enough time to stretch, get some shots up prior to the warm-up, and then just keep your routine normal. And so that's what we're going to do. We're going to leave at 2, which it's technically a 5 o'clock game our time, which puts us here, you know, 90-plus minutes early. I think that's plenty of time, you know. And then after that, we'll see what happens, win or lose. And we'll kind of go from there.
This is the game that everybody in the state is talking about. This is the game that I've been getting calls and emails about since Monday, really, asking questions about it, how it's going to go, how do the teams match up? Because this is in the single class poll that the coaches put out, this is number 4 versus number 5. This is the high-profile matchup of the day. How do you beat this team? How do you beat this Washington team that is taller than your girls, more athletic than your girls? How do you win this game?
You know, I think it's going to come down to a couple of things. One, we have to be disciplined and take care of the basketball. I don't want to change how we play. I still want to play fast. I still want to push a basketball. that has been the method of success for 23 of our 24 games right now. We're not going to change that all of a sudden just because we're playing, you know, South Bend, Washington. We're still going to push the basketball. We just have to be disciplined with the basketball and take care of it. We can't have 15, 17, 20 turnovers. We just have to take care of the basketball. Because I believe if we take care of the basketball, we're going to get shots. Two, we have obviously have to hit shots. You know, it's a situation. It's a bigger stage. More pressure. But I feel like our kids, they're built for a moment like this. We have to hit shots. And three, we have to rebound on the defensive end and eliminate offensive rebounds for South Bend, Washington. So going back to that, to sum it up, one, take care of the basketball. Two, we obviously have to hit shots. And three, we need to win the boards. And that's going to be important tonight.
And that's where the discipline on the other end of blocking out and every time, and because they'll have four girls that will run to the basket, and that's a handful for your girls to keep off there. You're not going to be able to get rebounds just by jumping.
You know, you think about blocking out in basketball, and people who don't understand this, it's almost opposite of what you expect, because when a shot goes up, everybody wants to follow the ball and head towards the basket and towards the ball. In reality, when a shot goes up, you have to move away from the basket, away from the ball, and find someone to block out. It takes a discipline to do that. And the one thing teams haven't done to us this year that I'm curious to see how we handle it. Most of the time when you know a team is going to transition and take the ball up the floor quickly on you, you are going to send two, three, four people back on defense and crash maybe one or two. The one thing people haven't tried is to crash four or five and chance giving up a transition basket on the backside. You go back and watch film. People are retreating two or three kids to make sure we don't get transition points. So I'm kind of curious to see what happens when people start crashing four or five. And can we still come down with the rebound? Because if we can, then we have opportunities at the end of that transition that I don't know that anybody wants to run for 32 minutes with us. And I say that in a sense of everybody likes to run when they have the basketball. Not everybody likes to run when they just have to run back to play defense. Those are two completely different things. And so our goal is to challenge teams. Do you really want to sprint 90 feet every time we have the basketball? And that's what we're going to do today.
Okay. Hopefully we'll see you after the game up in our corner of the Slicer Gym celebrating a regional championship.
Yep, thank you.
Lenny Krebs of the Lady Tigers, pregame coverage at 4:30 today. Tip-off of the girls' regional final in 4A is at 5 o'clock Warsaw time on News Now Warsaw. The Warsaw boys are conference champions again this year, first time in 4 years. We'll talk with Matt more about that coming up next here on Tiger Talk, driven by R&B Car Company on News Now Warsaw.
Traveling, double dribble, personal foul, all bad things in basketball. Spotty dishes, rust stains, dry skin, and hair, all bad things when it comes to your water. Rab Water Systems All-Star Team can help you eliminate your water penalties. Home of the non-electric Kinetico, which provides clean, clear water 24/7 without electricity. Call or visit rabwater.com to fix your water.
Basketball is a game where your team could play man defense, zone defense, motion offense, press. You could focus on shooting threes or scoring in the post. Whatever strategy you use, in order to win the game, your team needs a head coach with an effective game plan. We at Alderfer Bergen can help you develop and implement a financial game plan for your family's future.
Let Alderfer Bergen be the head coach of your financial planning team. Alderfer Bergen & Company, 122 West Market Street, Warsaw, and online at alderferbergen.com.
Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC.
You see a foggy window. We see condensation between the panes plus higher energy bills. For a brighter day, a more comfortable home, and lower utility bills, have a Glass Doctor specialist install new extended life high-quality insulated panes. All for less than you might think. To see how quick and easy it is for us to replace insulated glass windows, visit glassdoctor.com today.
Call the Glass Doctor, we'll fix your paint. Oh yeah! At Reinhold and Palmer Eye Care Associates, our goal is to provide the highest quality eye care while making our patients feel cared for and cared about. Hi, I'm Dr. Mitch Reinhold, and at our family-owned optometry practice, you're more than just a patient. We provide personalized care tailored to your unique eye care needs. Trust our experienced doctors, Dr. Joseph Palmer, Dr. Rachel Johnson, Dr. Brad Basham, and myself. Visit us Monday through Friday and select Saturdays by appointment. Experience the personal touch at Reinhold and Palmer Eye Care Associates. Schedule your appointment today at reinholdeyecare.com.
9 seconds to go. The Warsaw Tigers are the outright Northern Lakes Conference champions. They've beaten Plymouth 70-40 here at The Rock. It's over. The Tigers are the champs.
Tiger Talk, driven by R&B Car Company in Warsaw, on News Now Warsaw, continues as Roger is joined by boys basketball coach Matt Moore.
Never gets old, coach. Love those words. Tigers are the champs.
No, it's fantastic, man. I mean, you start the season with goals in mind, and this is always going to be one of them. And, you know, the guys checked all the boxes to get to this point, and it's an earned, not a given, rite of passage.
We have an impromptu broadcasters chat at the beginning of every basketball season, girls and boys, talking about the conference, and all the broadcasters that cover the NLC just kind of put in their two cents, what do you think? And I said at the beginning, I said, this is the year where there could be two or three teams that are 6-1 and share the conference. For your team to run the table is very impressive.
Well, I think it goes to show just how important every little aspect of playing is. You know, 5 years ago in my first year, we lose against Concord at home. I think that was the second game of the conference schedule. And then we kind of had to set our tone, and we won out. And we beat Mishawaka, who we ended up sharing it with, to win that conference at Plymouth. And then, you know, we've had some hiccups along the way, whether it be injuries or whether it just be, you know, good games that we didn't come through on. And I think this group, you forget, even though they've had accomplishments, they had not yet, this group in particular, had not won the conference. And to say that for the group that is there right now is you know, I think it's something that they really wanted, and they wanted to win the games in front of them. And I think we've done a good job of putting a schedule around them to equip them to play a variety of styles. So just really happy for them. But, you know, I think it's also one of those things, it's not the end point of the season either. We have games to play. There's still a mission ahead of us. This was just that first mountain we got to climb to get to the next one.
Tuesday was obviously hugely disappointing on a lot of levels, mostly just from the number standpoint, 24 turnovers that led to 33 Marion points. And even then, you had the lead in the fourth quarter with a great chance to seal that game up and win it. And that says a lot about this team and what it can do even without Luke Bricker.
Yeah, and I felt, again, I mentioned this yesterday a little bit before the game, like extremely frustrated at the end of that game on a lot of levels, but mainly just my inability to make sure that our guys were prepared for things that I thought we were probably further along down the line in. And I text Maiden and Sam, and I just said, you know, I didn't put you guys in a position to have the success you could have, and that's not going to happen again. Whether it was an out-of-bounds play or it was a press break or whether it was a substitution, like, I just felt like I didn't do my part to make sure that we were locked in and the way we needed to in the absence of Carson and Luke. So I felt like sometimes, though, you go through those to kind of, first of all, reassure your group and let them know that you're for them. Like, I want those guys to be successful. Our staff works really hard to put guys in positions to be successful and thrive. And I think it gives our guys trust then in that, you know what, the next day, the sun came up, practice was energetic, we had moved on, and I think they felt that energy in us turning the page and moving forward. So it was tough in some ways, but in some ways it was necessary because it kind of reestablishes the focus, and it gives us a purpose now of where we have to go.
And it clearly showed. Wednesday's and Thursday's practices were good, and there was no doubt about it. And I wasn't even there. I didn't need to be, because when I saw the way the boys played in the first quarter last night, it was a whole different looking group of human beings.
Yeah, and I think the more that they're around one another in the new structure of, you know, Parker starting now, Sam starting now, Drew Jones is getting minutes off the bench. You know, Carson's going to be back here soon. But I think it's still, you know, I mean, they're still kind of figuring out the rhythm of, you know, how does their impact grow in the roles that they now have. And so Mydin in particular, I think Mydin's emergence, that was something that I was talking to Coach Rhodes about once we learned that Carson was going to be out. You know, you've seen Mydin in pockets where he's had some very impactful games and stretches. And I think sometimes when you're an underclassman with a lot of older guys around you, you know, he's a junior, but for all intents and purposes, you have eight seniors, like you delegate. And I remember telling him at halftime of the Marion game, like, you need to score the basketball. You need to stop deferring. You need to stop looking for everybody else, and you need to go get a bucket. And I think sometimes I forget that the guys need to hear that as well. I think sometimes it's insinuated, but it's never just said. And so this, as we got back, it was like, Mydin, you go hoop. Like, you go do what you can do. And I thought he was really aggressive last night, and that was really good to see.
He was really aggressive. And when this team is aggressive on offense, aggressive within the boundaries that you need them to be, this team is really hard to stop.
Yeah, I mean, you look at the ability to pass the ball, which I think is the most critical piece offensively is, you know, Robbie can shoot it, Brant can shoot it, people know that, but Parker has stepped in and done some really nice things in the minutes he's got. And then I think everybody's just a willing, you know, swing it to one more guy, and that makes us still the team to beat, in my opinion, as we move to the sectional. As if our guys stay unselfish with their pursuit of, we're going to get the best shot for us, not the best shot for me, then we're a team that can make shots, and that's where we become really hard to play against.
With the absence of Bricker, that's 14 points a game you're losing. But as we talked about after the game last night, and I want to bring it back up again today so because you have more time to talk about it, a kid like Parker Justice, you don't need him to score those 14 points to have value for you. You just need him to make a couple long shots, 6 points, to make the other team think, oh, wow, we got to guard this guy too. Then that changes everything for the opponent's defense because now they've got to account for number 20. They got to account for number 5. They got to account for number 3. They got to account for all these other guys they weren't planning on.
Well, I think the thing that it gets lost sometimes when you have a player like Luke and has an impact is it's not just his scoring, it's his presence. I mean, he will always draw the top defender on the other team. And the presence of him allows other people to have opportunities that they may not have in his absence. And so that's where Parker can step in. And though he's not the same player as Luke, he has a different game. The threat of Parker being able to shoot the basketball is a fearful thing for opponents. You know, you put him out there, and all of a sudden at 6'5", you know, he catches one last night at about 27 feet and doesn't hesitate. And that is what I think, as you're looking at opposing teams and they look at us, like, it's a guy that hesitates that you're not afraid of. And I want all our guys, we talk about this even down, I'm coaching 3 TBA teams today over at Plymouth. If you're open, we're taking big advantage shots. Like, we've emphasized that for 5 years, and we rep that, we want that, and I think that's where guys have confidence is we come out of a timeout last night, we have a play, Plymouth is in the zone, Mydin's standing in the corner, there's nobody around him, and I'm like, drive it, and he lets it rip, and he buries it, and we're talking on the bus on the way back, you know, Drew Jones had one too. He's like, I was just so open. I shot it. And that's honestly what we want from our guys. We don't want them to hesitate. We want them to pull the trigger. And when we do, we're pretty good.
Talk about Drew Jones, because this is a kid who at the beginning of the year you thought had a chance to get into the mix for your basketball team. And unfortunately, the way it's worked out, he's in there. Talk about how it's gone for you. This was kind of, we're going to try this. How do you think it's gone?
Well, I think when you look at a freshman, there are multiple factors that come into play. I think, one, are they emotionally able to sustain all that goes into playing with people who are 3 and 4 years older than them? And I think physically, then, he has the physical tools that he looks like he belongs. But I think his ability to emotionally be steady is where he has shown growth and confidence And I do believe this. I think as you look at guys, like volume negates luck. Like sometimes people look and go, oh, he's just playing because of politics, or he's just playing because he's lucky, or he's just like, Drew has put in time and he has showed consistency in practices and in junior varsity games and in the small pockets of varsity games he's had, where the volume of those opportunities has built something that we believe that we can use right now, that maybe earlier in the year he didn't have the volume, right? And so I think the thing that he brings to the table for us is it's another 6'4 athletic defender. I do think there's an advantage of him being left-handed. I do think he's a guy that doesn't necessarily need the basketball. And he's a guy that we can throw out there that teams don't have a lot of film on that I think can give us something that could be an advantage in some ways. So I'm just happy that, you know, the guys have accepted him because I believe that he's going to help us win the sectional. I believe that our guys know that he's an important part of that process.
And talk about his defense. I mean, he is a long kid. We know he can score the ball. We watched him score over 14 points a game for the JV, and he's done well scoring in the opportunities that he's had for you. Talk about his defense.
I think the thing that he's just so versatile. You know, you talk about guys at the NBA level, let's say, and if they can guard three or four positions, right? His ability to guard a perimeter guy with his athleticism and then his length, you can guard a wing and take away shots, and then he's physical enough. That's the thing where most freshmen are. They're not physical enough. They're not sturdy enough to guard someone to bang in the basket area in the block. So I do feel like we can put him in the middle of our zone and not really lose, you know, any size or presence or any physicality there. And I think it's something that we're going to utilize. And that's a credit to him because it is a daunting thing to be a top five team in the state of Indiana and you're a freshman, right? And you're thrown into the mix at the back half. And you have to perform, and he's done a really nice job of that.
You've got a busy couple of weeks coming up here. You're going to have play basically four games or three, depending on how things go today with the girls. You could have four games in 8 days and then take some time off and have the sectional the week after that. That's quite a schedule.
Well, again, you dream about playing ball. I mean, that's our guys want to play. They don't want to practice. They want to play. They want to hoop, right? And that's the – When we set the schedule up, we had 8 games in February, knowing that we're going to have potentially 3 at the start of March. So 11 games in about a 5.5-week stretch. And, you know, growing up, and I loved cutting nets. I just loved it. And we're at the part where it is becoming real for our group. Like, we came back last night. We got the ladder out. We experienced it for the third time here. And so That's something that I don't think goes away. And as we get closer to that, I think it's not an anxiety for our group. I think it's an anxious excitement for our guys to go, okay, just tell us who, when, and where. We know that we have Northrop Tuesday. We know that we have a really tough 3-game home stretch coming up. And then we go on the road and we try to fulfill a mission that we've had ever since last year losing in the regional.
The one thread that runs through this is – 3 of the 4 teams that you're going to play are pretty athletic, right? And so that's a really good tune-up for what could be coming the first week of March. And if you can get past that, definitely beyond that.
Yeah, and that's the thing I hope that our guys can grow from. You play in all these games that we've played. They're just, you see, as teams have had success, you know, you forget about Homestead. Homestead's won 16 or 17 games this year, right? That was our second win of the year. We've played teams along the way. Fishers hasn't lost. You know, Jeffersonville's got their guy back, and they're on a roll. Like, we've played some really good teams, and Northridge is prepping for that same run. And I think our guys understand that we have to be our best as we get near this stretch. And I think we're trending in that way. I think our guys have a lot of confidence. I think they understand who we are. And we've got to adapt. We can play any style. We can play in the 40s. We can play in the 70s. We can play against zone teams. We can play against man teams. It's the pressure that has hurt us. And we've got to be able to navigate and kind of correct that as we get closer to stretch. We're going to have a few of those left.
Carson was in uniform last night. I watched him run out onto the floor. It looked very uncomfortable. It just didn't look right. Talk about the progress that he's made with that ankle And I know he was heavily taped last night, so that was a part of the uncomfortability that I saw. What's the plan now for him moving forward this week?
Yeah, I think, you know, it's not does he want to play. He wants to play.
Oh, yeah.
There's no question about it. He told me on Monday, he's like, I think I'm good. And so I always – the one thing you don't want to do is make emotional decisions, and I try to remove some emotion from those things. And the big picture is, you know, we have three games at home coming up. Those are the three games that I look at and go, can we get him there for the Harrison game, which will be a game that will be very similar to a Northridge? Can we get him there for senior night? And then can we get him ready for the tournament? So depending on how the tournament falls, he's going to get a play. He's going to get some rest. He's going to get a play. He's going to get some rest. And then we run it out. You know, he wants to play. He wants to be out there with his guys, and I respect that. But I also have to protect him, and I got to protect our group. Like we have a team that can win games in the tournament, and we need him to be part of that as strong as he can be with his foot. So he has been out there. He'll practice this week. He's not going to play on Tuesday. He'll be in uniform. We'll put him in the book. But, you know, we need to get him another week to get ready to go, because he's a guy that we need on the floor for all 32 minutes if possible. And when he's out there, he's really productive.
Okay, we'll see you Tuesday night.
I appreciate it.
Matt Moore of the Warsaw Tigers, again, winners of the Northern Lakes Conference Championship last night with a 30-point win over Plymouth at Plymouth. When we come back, we'll run through the swimming and diving teams and how they did yesterday down at the state finals. We'll talk wrestling for the regional and preview the semi-state today, and we'll talk gymnastics. Coming up next here on the Tiger Sports Diary on Tiger Talk, driven by R&B Car Company on News Now Warsaw.
When you need new furniture, head to Brower's Furniture and Flooring in Warsaw. Brower's huge showroom features beautiful sofas, love seats, sectionals, and recliners that will bring a whole new level of comfort and style to your home. Not sleeping well? Check out the full line of premium mattresses at Brower's and add an adjustable base for the ultimate great night's sleep. Hurry in today to 3333 East Center Street in Warsaw. Brower's Furniture and Flooring. It's the name to know and the place to go.
This is Blake from Flotec Plumbing and Heating. There are a lot of plumbing systems in your home. If even one small component stops working, your home could fall into disarray without the ability to shower, cook, or drink clean water. You need plumbers you can trust. Whether it's a minor repair or a major installation, Flotec Plumbing and Heating is here to keep your family safe and comfortable. Don't let a small issue turn into a big problem. Go with the flow. Online at flotecpandh.com. Flotec Plumbing and Heating.
Experience and knowledge lead to success. Metzger Property Services has been delivering successful auctions for decades. Metzger is making it easier than ever to bid online by simply going to bidmetzger.com. See dozens of current and upcoming farm, residential, personal property, farm equipment, gun, and antique auctions, both on-site and online only. Thousands of items are on sale and listed now, so why wait? Remember, it's now bidmetzger.com. That's bid, M-E-T-Z-G-E-R.com. Metzger Property Services, expanding your horizon generation after generation.
If you've been thinking about getting a new mattress, now is the time. The President's Day mattress sale is going on now at Reinhold's Town Square Furniture in Warsaw and Reinhold's Furniture and Mattresses in Columbia City. Save up to an additional $400 on adjustable mattress sets from Sealy, $500 from Tempur-Pedic, and $800 from Stearns & Foster. You'll find comfort, pressure relief, and better rest when you visit Reinhold's in Warsaw in Columbia City. Your friends in the furniture and mattress business.
Tiger Talk, driven by R&B Car Company, continues with a look at the scores and schedules for all the teams at Warsaw Community High School. It's Tiger Sports Diary on News Now Warsaw.
Let's start with the wrestling team who competed in the Rochester Regional last Saturday. 9 wrestlers competed, 6 advanced to the semi-state today. Cameron Kaufman won the championship at 285. He advanced the finals after a first-round pin and a tech fall in the semifinals. In the championship, he earned a late takedown for a 4-1 decision. 3 Tigers finished in third place with 2-1 records. Gabe Veit was a winner by pin in round 1 and then picked up an 8-4 decision in the placement round at 126. At 144, Leo Castro avenged a loss from earlier this season with a gritty finish to win his first-round match 11-7. And in the placement round, he racked up huge points to win by tech fall. At 165, Danny Moon ground out a win by pin in the morning match and then got another big pin to finish in third place. pair of Warsaw grapplers finished in fourth and also advanced. Andrew Hankins won by major decision in the first round and secured his spot at 106. Casey Smith reversed the outcome of an earlier season matchup to advance at 132. His win by decision advanced him out of the top four and in a very loaded bracket that the 132-pound weight class was pretty stiff competition, and he was able to get out of there, and that's great credit for him. Warsaw's other competitors, Noah Wilkins at 190, Xander Moore at 157, Ethan Crawford at 113. Wilkins wrapped up his senior season with a 13-13 record and his first ever trip to the regionals. Moore closed out his freshman campaign with a 20-17 record and great hope for the future at 157. Crawford's sophomore season ends at 20-15, but he lost to eventual tournament champion in his regional appearance. So he's an alternate for today. If somebody gets hurt and can't compete, he's in. The Tigers are at East Chicago Central today for a spot in the state finals, and that competition is just getting started here in the next few minutes. The girls' swim sectional last week at Warsaw went this way. In the 200 medley relay, the team of Elisa Aztiz, Sydney McCammon, Haley Strange, Matilda Granger finished in third. In the girls' 200 free, Anna Stevens won with a time of 201.24. Gibson Claxton was sixth and Lucy Ray ninth. In the 200 IM, Brooke Shimasaki won that with a time of 223.91. Sydney McCammon finished in fifth. In the girls' 50 free, it was Anna Stevens fourth and Caitlin Brown seventh, with Veronica Smith 12th. In the diving competition, Sophia Stewart was the sectional champ at 389.65. Tatiksha Gorhe, her teammate, finished in second at 352.60. Again, so the Tigers rack up 37 points just in the diving well. In the girls' 100 butterfly, Brooke Shimasaki was fourth, Haley Strange eighth, and Anna Campbell 13th. In the girls' 100 free, Matilda Granger was fourth, Veronica Smith ninth, and Caitlin Brown was 12th. In the girls' 500 free, Sydney McCammon was second, Gibson Claxton fifth, and Claire Corson seventh. In the girls' 200 free relay, the team of Brooke Shimasaki, Matilda Granger, Caitlin Brown, and Anna Stevens came in third. In the girls' 100 backstroke, Elisa Aztiz was seventh, Claire Corson 11th, and Madison Nunez was 14th. In the girls' 100 breaststroke, Haley Strange was 8th, Lucy Ray was 9th, Anna Campbell was 10th. In the 400 freestyle relay, Warsaw's team of Brooke Shimasaki, Sydney McCammon, Matilda Granger, and Anna Stevens came in first place with a time of 350.69. You add it all up, Warsaw wins the sectional championship with a score of 409.5. Culver Academy was second, 346, and Plymouth was third with a score of 320. On Tuesday, the diving regionals were held at Mishawaka. Sophia Stewart came in fifth. Tatiksha Gorhe came in eighth. They both qualified for the state finals. Then yesterday at the state prelims down at the IUPUI Natatorium, Warsaw in the 400 free relay finished 32nd in the prelims, with Brooke Shimasaki, Matilda Granger, Sydney McCammon, and Anna Stevens competing in that race for Warsaw. That was not good enough to qualify. Neither was Brooke Shimasaki in the 200 IM. She finished in 33rd place, and Anna Stevens was 32nd in the girls' 200 freestyle. So we thank them for a great season, and we look forward to hearing the results from today's diving competition down in Indianapolis. The gymnastics team competed last Saturday in the Lakeland Invitational. In the vault, Adasia Wells was 16th with a score of 8.650. Liliana Rack was 28th. Myra Marshall was 31st. Ella Adams finished in 35th. In the bars, Adasia was 20th with a score of 7.125. Liliana was 30th, and Myra finished in 36th. In the beam competition, Adasia finished in 26th with a score of 6.625. Liliana finished 31st. Myra Marshall was 38th, and Ella Adams 39th. And in the floor exercise, Adasia was Warsaw's best finisher with a score of 7.650. That is 26th. Liliana was 29th, and Ella finished in 37th. In the all-around scoring, Adasia Wells was 15th with a score of 30.050, and Liliana came in 20th place with a score of 26.725. For the team scores, Carol won the event with a score of 108.925. Warsaw finished 9th with a score of 77.80. The girls came back on Monday and took on Huntington North on the road. In the vault competition, Adasia Wells was 3rd with a score of 8.30, and Liliana finished with a 6th place finish at 7.90. Adasia Wells was 3rd in the uneven bars. You have Adasia Wells 5th in the beam. She was 4th on the floor exercise, and Liliana finished in 6th. And in the team score, Huntington North won over Warsaw 104.350 to 76.975. Individually, in the all-around competition, Adasia Wells was 4th with 31.325, and Liliana finished in 6th at 25.625. The freshman boys basketball team is playing in the Northern Lakes Conference Tournament. All 8 teams involved. They started on Thursday with the first round of matchup. But before that, the boys took on Marion in a triple header of games at Marion at the Bill Green Arena on a Tuesday. Warsaw had a big lead in the second half, and it got away from them. Marion beat Warsaw 46-40 in double overtime. And then in the opening round of the NLC tournament on Thursday, Warsaw beat Mishawaka for the second time in a week, 38-35. Warsaw plays Goshen. They're playing them right now. The game's probably starting to wind toward a close. Warsaw playing Goshen in the semifinals, and then they'll either play Northridge or Concord at 10:30 in the consolation round or for the championship. And whichever game that Warsaw plays in, that'll be in the Tiger Den. Again, the girls' basketball regional today at 5 o'clock as Warsaw takes on South Bend, Washington. Information on where to park and how to get your tickets, which you can get in advance, go to warsaw-tigers.com and find the store that talks about the girls' basketball regional. The boys' freshman tournament for basketball continues, wrestling semi-state at East Chicago today. And there's an indoor track and field event over in the T-Rack today. The gymnastics team is in Angola for their invitational starting at 11 o'clock this morning. There's no school on Monday. It's President's Day, but the gymnastics team will be on the road at Plymouth, taking on Logansport and Plymouth. The boys' basketball teams, all 3 of them, will be at Northrop on Tuesday. JV and freshman at 6. Varsity will follow the JV. We'll have the JV game starting at 5:55, followed by the varsity game on News Now Warsaw. And the gymnastics team is back at it. 2 meets in a row. They will take on Lakeland and West Noble at Lakeland at 6 o'clock on Tuesday. The boys' swim sectional is in the Tiger Pool. Prelims are at 5:30 on Thursday, with the final rounds on Saturday. The wrestling state finals are Friday and Saturday down at Gainbridge Fieldhouse in Indianapolis. And on Friday, the boys' basketball teams, JV and varsity, will host William Henry Harrison High School from West Lafayette. We just call him Harrison. That is a 6:15 JV start. We're on the air starting at 6:10 on News Now Warsaw. Warsaw has 3 coaching openings still available, so they are looking for people to fill those jobs. Andy Manis needs a varsity assistant for baseball, which they're already starting to do some stuff and starting to throw and get ready for the season. So if you would like to help, you can go to warsaw.com dot school spring. Let me start that over. Warsaw. I'm not sure. If you go to the main athletic or the main school website, the Warsaw schools, Warsaw Community Schools website, then you can find these coaching openings. The girls soccer head coach is still open, and there's room for 2 paid assistants on their staff. So if you'd like to be the girls head coach or fill one of those assistant positions, Warsaw would like to hear from you. And also the girls golf coaching job is available, and an assistant for girls golf, that job also available. Again, if any of those are interesting to you, contact the athletic office. They would love to hear from you. We'll come back and wrap things up here on Tiger Talk, driven by R&B Car Company on News Now Warsaw.
This is the lesson of Sleepy Boy.
Oh, here comes Chuck.
Man, he looks terrible.
I lost my head.
What happened?
I was tired and not thinking clearly when I took out my auto loan.
Man, you gotta be careful or you're gonna pay too much. There's interest rates you gotta
figure out. I know!
Man, y'all need to chill out! You got the dogs barking and everything.
Well, he needs to get his head back.
He needs R&B Car Company.
RBCarCompany.com.
Hey, what's up, Chuck?
Hello, I'm Jay Rigdon with Rock Hill Pinnock. Besides death and taxes, the only other thing that's inevitable in life is change. This coming year, we're likely to see changes in both federal and state law that will affect you. While we can't eliminate death or taxes, we can help you protect yourself and your family from future changes that will affect us all. Make sure you're getting the best advice to help you deal with your legal needs by calling Rock Hill Pinnock at 574-267-6116 for an appointment. Rock Hill Pinnock, lawyers you can count on.
Here's a fun fact. You're likely within 5 miles of your nearest H&R Block office right now. That means you don't have to go out of your way to get your taxes squared away. File with the confidence you deserve this tax season with the original tax experts at H&R Block. Walk in or make an appointment today.
This is Vicki Wilson from your locally owned H&R Block offices on Walton Boulevard and Commerce Drive.
All tax situations are different. Not everyone gets a refund. Limitations apply. See hrblock.com/guarantees.
And now, for final thoughts on Tiger Talk, driven by R&B Car Company, here's Roger.
As we said at the beginning of the show, great start to the weekend. The boys set the tone by winning the NLC Championship with a big win at Plymouth. Hopefully the girls can keep it going later this afternoon as they take on South Bend, Washington for a regional title. Again, it's a one-game regional. If Warsaw advances, right, if they win today, they would go to the four-team semi-state next Saturday. And if they win, then the deal is they redraw, right? They go back to the ping pong balls, put four ping pong balls in the big blower, and it spits out the four in the order that the teams would play. That is online tomorrow from 2 to 3 at ihsaatv.org. ihsaatv.org. So if Warsaw advances today, we will find out who they play and when next Saturday, tomorrow from 2 to 3. They don't make it available for the radio, but we'll all watch it together between 2 and 3 tomorrow afternoon. So thanks to all the coaches, for Coach Moore and for Coach Krebs for being here this morning. And thanks to all our great sponsors, including R&B Car Company, for taking good care of us. And we thank you for spending your Saturday with us. Stay tuned. Gary Sullivan is coming up next.
You've been listening to Tiger Talk on News Now Warsaw, 99.7 FM and 1480 AM. For more on Tiger Sports, log on to newsnowwarsaw.com and warsaw-tigers.com. Follow Roger Grossman on Twitter at RogerGrossman1. Tiger Talk is a presentation of News Now Warsaw, a member of Kensington Digital Media of Indiana.